This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, war is in the house. Let me ask you a question. Do you have jumper cables in your vehicle? If you do, why would you? The answer is to start your car if the battery dies, or to help someone else's battery died, right? Makes sense. And by having these jumper cables in your car, you know what you're doing. You're preparing. The best time to prepare for inevitable emergencies is in advance. And it works the same way when you build an emergency food supply. When a crisis strikes, you're ready to feed yourself and your family. Again, it makes sense. That's why I trust and use My Patriot Supply. They are the sponsor of this segment of the show. I use My Patriot Supply for my food storage, and you should too. A two-week food kit gets you started. This week, save $62 when you go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com, or call 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540. These food kits include meals that last up to 25 years in storage. Order now and prepare yourself, and then rest easy. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. All right, so John Kasich. I started to talk about John Kasich, who I just think is the biggest schmuck that ever lived. I mean, it don't come any bigger than him, but he's more than a schmuck. He's a sellout. He's a traitor. He's a traitor to the GOP, and when you hear this, you start to think he's a traitor to the United States of America. Anyone who thinks the migrant caravan is wonderful is either mentally ill or doesn't understand anything about America or anything about the American people. I mean, seriously. Could be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Kasich says the Lord doesn't want Americans opposing the migrant caravan. Thursday on CNN's newsroom, Governor John Kasich, Republican Ohio, it should say rhino slash liberal slash accepts donations from George Soros, said the Lord didn't want Americans to build walls and reject the migrant caravan that is heading to the United States from Central America. I wonder if Kasich understands that every conservative in Ohio hates his guts, wishes they never heard his name, wants to kick him out of office. Kasich says, here's what bothers me. We have a caravan coming north. We don't want all these people coming across our border, and there are ways to deal with it. I believe that we could check those who are legitimately in need of asylum. Could be vetted before they even get to the border, but we're born in America. You know how lucky we are to be born in America, not be born in Guatemala, where they would say to your daughter, if you do what we want, we will rape your daughter or kill your son if he's not a drug mule. Now they're marching north. It could easily have been all of us. That we're in the caravan, that we're marching north, trying to save our families and save our children. Really, this moron, this schmuck John Kasich, this complete fraud, who is not a Republican, but is an over-the-top liberal, must not know that 80% of the people in the caravan are military-age males who are screaming, F Trump, and Trump is the Antichrist, and they think they have a right to just break into America and steal our money. He added, we've got to start putting ourselves in the shoes of other people. We've got to start thinking about the consequences that others suffer. And if we've been spared those by the grace of God, let us be appreciative. Let us count our blessings. Let us reach out to those who have less. Let's stop putting up walls around ourselves, not understanding the plight. There's no difference between what he's saying and what a naive, idiotic, just man of God. Go preach in a Catholic church. Do me a favor. Go preach with the Pope, who's a communist. Why don't you do that? Wayne Root's been saying the Pope's a communist for a long time, and now Cardinal Zinn. So this ties in very strongly, I think, with the words of this moron schmuck, John Kasich. Cardinal Joseph Zinn said Thursday that Pope Francis has natural sympathy for communists. Well, really, finally the truth out of a cardinal. Finally we get the truth out of a cardinal. You're darn right he has natural sympathy for communists, because the Pope is a communist. Anyone could see that. Francis may have natural sympathy for communists, because for him they are persecuted. He doesn't know them as the persecutors they become once in power, like the communists in China. Oh, so you're saying that the Pope, your boss, is a hopelessly naive idiot. Is that what you're saying? So, Pope Francis, an Argentine, doesn't seem to understand the communists, Zen added. Perhaps because of his experiences in South America, he sees them as defenders of the poor against oppressors. Yeah. Well, at least Zen is telling the truth. Because the reality is communists are horrible people. And they believe in murdering or brainwashing, re-education camps that brainwash you and put you in hard labor camps if you're not willing to be re-educated and brainwashed. If you haven't lived under communists, as some of my friends in Russia, some of my friends from Romania, some of my friends from Cuba have lived, you'd know that there's nothing worse in this world than a communist. Nothing. Communist dictators are the biggest scum the world has ever known. They're murderers and they're hypocrites. You take a Fidel Castro who murdered and tortured so many people, good people, and forced so many thousands of other great people, business owners, to run for their lives, to swim in shark-infested waters for their lives to get out of Cuba. He stole their property. He stopped them from doing anything they wanted to do. He left them in horrible poverty at gunpoint. And then if they didn't listen, he tortured them. But meanwhile, he's got 11 mansions all over the island filled with harems of beautiful girls and filled with antique cars, filled with Ferraris and Maseratis and Rolls Royces. That's communism all over the world, folks. They will kill you if you disagree with them. They will censor you. They stop the internet. You can have no contact with the outside world. They make you live in poverty and misery. They ruin your entire life, generations of your family's life, ruined by communists, while they are living it up with parties and harems and tons of girls. They walk into the crowd like Elvis did and they point, I want that one, I want that one, I want her daughter, I want that young girl. And they take them and they rape them. And they live with their harems in 11 mansions all over the island of Cuba while their people live in starvation mode. That's communism. That's the naivete of the Pope. That's the idiocy of anyone who takes donations from George Soros. That's the idiocy of anyone who wants the caravan to come into the United States of America. So they could come here and they could vote for communism to make our country as crappy as the you-know-what hole they came from. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. America's this great country, filled with wonderful Christians who believe in Jesus Christ and God. And suddenly you're going to let in heathens, and you're going to let in Muslim, I was going to say terrorists, but they don't have to be terrorists, just Muslim migrants who believe it's their right to rape women, who believe it's their right to abuse women, who believe it's their right to keep women subjugated their whole lives, who believe it's their right that women shouldn't drive, who believe it's their right to throw men off buildings if they find out they're gay. You're going to bring in people who have no talent, who have lived in poverty their whole lives, who have no education, and you're going to put their children in schools with my children? So nobody can learn anything because they got to repeat it in Spanish? The entire game plan is slowed down by half because you have to repeat every word in Spanish? You say a paragraph in English in the classroom, then you have to say a paragraph in Spanish, and you have to wait for the kid in Spanish to understand? No, that's not America. My grandparents came here, Jewish, German, and Jewish Russian immigrants, and they all understood they had to learn English right away. And their children went to school and learned English right away. And their children all got straight A's and graduated at the top of their class. And their grandchildren got straight A's and graduated at the top of their class and went to Ivy League schools. That's what I want to let into America. People who get that. Not people who've lived generations in poverty, uneducated, and want to bring the same ignorance to our country. That's what's coming at the border. That's what's coming in right now. That's the idiocy of liberals. That's the idiocy of a guy who calls himself a Republican named John Kasich, that he can't even understand the difference. It's so sad. That John Kasich would be just like a liberal, a radical socialist liberal, who'd look at me and say, you're a racist because you don't want to let people in who are not like you. Not true. I let in anyone who's been extreme vetted and will never take welfare and comes with a job waiting, comes with a family that will take responsibility for them, that they will not have to get on welfare. I let in anybody who could put up enough money to start a business or buy a home. If they've been extreme vetted and we've watched their social media accounts and we know they're not anti-American, anti-Jew, anti-Christian, anti-capitalism. And even then, I let them in based on severe limits. Your whole country cannot be changed every 5 years. There's 300 plus million people in America. You can't let in 300 million new ones every 5 years. What's to stop you from letting in a billion? Why not let us be as big as China? Want to be a country with 1.5 billion people? And so the Americans are in the minority in their own country? Is that what you want? How about rape epidemics? You want that? That's what liberals want. That's what liberals want. That's what they've got in Germany. The fools. The fools. They let Hitler ruin their lives, and all these years later, they let Merkel ruin their lives. Letting in horrible people who will breed and create babies that will be the wards of the state, that will be on welfare and food stamps and free school and free medical for the rest of all time. And when they have babies, and they have babies, Germany will no longer be the country you even recognize. It'll be a Muslim-majority nation. And then there'll be Sharia law. It's not what I want for America. I'm sorry. I want Judeo Christian values in the United States of America. That's what made us the greatest nation in world history. By the way, I don't notice. Anybody think Saudi Arabia is the greatest nation in world history? How about Egypt? Egypt, the greatest nation in world history? Jordan, the greatest nation in world history? Name the Muslim nations. It's 57 Muslim states. Remember the mistake Obama made? 57 states. I've been to all 57 states. There's exactly 57 Muslim states. I wonder how he made that mistake. What a coincidence. 57 Muslim states. Any of them the greatest in world history? Only America's the greatest in world history. What did Obama say? Muslims were here from the very beginning. Were they? Were there Muslims here for the American Revolution? Don't think so. Liar. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable people as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the Wayne Allen Root Show is a brand new sponsor, A Prayer of Vengeance. You know, I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I can barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But I've got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines, the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness, playing out all around us right now. Look around. It's playing out right now. Good and evil. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based on powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you'll love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. It's the first book of the series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about the book at prayerofvengeance.com. Thank you, John Stafford, for sponsoring this segment of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Big fan of the show. All right, we've got Megan Barnes back live and in person. It's about damn time.
I know, and it's so beautiful. I'm glad I'm back.
Where have you been?
I've been in Tahoe. Little gem called Incline Village.
You just ran away. You've been hiding.
I did.
You've been in the witness protection.
It was so hard to get out of that, like, the trees. We did hikes every day, you know, 5 to 7 miles. Just beautiful.
It's beautiful up there. I know it is. I go to Park City all the time. Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar. All right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You were telling me a story that happened in San Diego that I know nothing about. It's not in the news.
No, this is breaking. A friend of mine who runs WhiskeyPolitics.com, David Sussman, if you don't know Whiskey Politics, you need to go there. He's a great interviewer. He interviews thought leaders. He has a podcast, conservative thought leaders. Jordan Peterson is one of my favorites that he's done. He's interviewed me. But WhiskeyPolitics.com, he has a friend who I believe they went to school together. She lives right outside or inside L.A. County. She decided to take her 13-year-old daughter to a concert down in San Diego for her daughter's birthday. It's like a teeny bopper concert, right? I don't know who's playing. So they took an Uber ride away from the concert. They hailed an Uber. And the man that was the Uber driver was of Asian descent and immigrant, broken English. It was happy, I guess, started talking politics right away and really caught her off guard. And she's like, you know, I just really prefer not to talk about this. And he goes, well, where do you live? And she said, L.A. County. And he goes, oh, there's a lot of liberals in L.A. County. And she says, well, I'm a conservative. And he says, well, as long as you're a conservative who doesn't like Trump, that's okay. And she's like, well, I respect our president. You know, I like our president. I support our president, basically. He kicked her daughter and her out of the Uber at midnight.
In the dark.
In the dark, on the side of the road, left them there.
Oh, my God. When did this happen?
I'm not sure. I don't have the date on it, but it's up at Whiskey Politics.
There has to be a crime. You would think that might be... first of all, it's a violation of all Uber standards.
Reckless endangerment?
Reckless endangerment, yeah.
That's the first thing that crosses my mind.
They could have been killed.
Of course they could have.
A rapist could have picked them up. A child trafficker could have picked them up.
So far, Uber has refunded them $9.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, David called me on the way here, and this is how I know the story, and he says, you know, should we run this story on social media? He's like, I already...
Why would you not?
I go, abso-freaking-lutely, because this is a direct reflection of the lack of civility the left has promoted and created.
I got news for you. The biggest news story in America was the pipe bombs that actually weren't bombs and the white powder that was nothing more than talcum powder.
Right.
And so it was never a threat to any of those Democrats.
It was a hoax.
It was a hoax, fake. And I got news for you. What happened to her and her daughter is far more dangerous than a fake bomb and fake talcum powder.
I mean, I remember when they were calling, seemingly bombs, clocks. Remember the clock boy?
The Muslim clock boy?
Right, right. And I mean, you know, hell hath no fury like a Muslim scorned. And so here we have a daughter, 13 years old, on her birthday, and her mother abandoned on the side of the road at midnight in San Diego.
She shouldn't have gotten out. I would have said, I'm not leaving the car. Until you drop me at a place that has, you know, that's open. Drop me at a police station.
Yeah, they have video. They have pictures of the driver. They've put together the story over on WhiskeyPolitics.com. And this thing is going to get viral and go viral only because of us and all of our listeners and others that are like-minded that would be outraged if someone left your daughter or your wife
girlfriend.
On the side of, or girlfriend or mother
right.
and granddaughter. On the side of the road, because they are Trump supporters.
Listen, I'm Wayne Root, the tough guy. I don't want to be dropped at midnight on the side of a road anywhere in the United States of America, because I grew up in a rough neighborhood. I know what could happen.
Right.
If you're alone and you're unarmed, you could be a guy, a tough guy. They'll still beat the crap out of you or kill you for your money, for your wallet, for your cell phone, for your jewelry. Look at Seth Rich.
I want Maxine Waters to make a scene. I want Hillary Clinton to see if she can be civil now, or does she have to wait till she gets power? In order to be civil.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Megan Barth is back with a dramatic story. Leave it to Megan to come back with a dramatic story. War now. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. The FBI and local authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney with an update.
The investigation is still in its early stages. I have said this each time that we have faced similar situations, but it bears repeating today. It is vitally important that we do not inadvertently disclose information that could adversely impact our investigation or a future prosecution.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign an order sending up to 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Today, Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the migrant caravan.
Turn around. We are not going to allow you to enter our country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the great Megan Barth is back. Her websites are ReaganWave.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Welcome back, Megan.
And RedWave.vote.
What, it's too complicated. You need too many addresses.
I know, I've got a lot going on. I got a lot of, you know, a lot of hands in the cookie jar.
You're just jealous that I have three names, so you want three websites.
That's right. Absolutely right. And I have to correct my friend's website. It's whiskeypolitics.net.
Okay.
Whiskeypolitics.net.
So now you've expanded. Now you've confused people with four websites.
I know. We'll go back to it.
Keep it simple. Keep it to ReaganBabe.com. Trust me on that one.
I know.
All right. So the sponsor of this segment is Liberty HealthShare. And all of you know that I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare. All of you know who have been listening for 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, that Liberty HealthShare was with us from almost the very beginning. And I switched to Liberty HealthShare from Aetna. And I switched my kids to Liberty HealthShare. And they've done wonderful for me. So our rights come from God, not government. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. We're very happy with it. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Anywhere in this country, it's free. 855-58-LIBERTY or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. All right. What do you think of Megyn Kelly? It's the first time I felt bad for her in about 2 years. It takes a lot to make Wayne Root have sympathy for Megyn Kelly.
You know, when you lie with the snakes, you're going to get bit.
Right.
She was always bigger, better, more. You know? And I think she thought that she was bigger than the story.
Right.
And so I think her ego got the best of her. She tried to pretend to be somebody that she was not, or she thought she was much bigger than she really was. But she, you know, they're going to fight
over
60.
She was big at Fox News.
She was, however.
Should have been nice to Trump, and she'd be the star of Fox News today. And instead, she got an equal deal at NBC. She didn't even go for more money. She got an equal deal at NBC. It was not more money, and she immediately was hated and scorned by everybody there, which is ironic. It's like you're the liberal of Fox News, but when you come from Fox News, you are like the hated conservative at NBC. So instead of embracing her, they all hated her from day one. Her ratings
went to...
You think
they love her? Well, they loved her when she was mean to Trump, but as
for
soon
like
as she
a minute.
Started to... Right.
When she left for them, they didn't love her anymore.
Right, but as soon as she became all technically legal about certain situations like the First Amendment, they hated her, because how dare you, you know, support the First Amendment. And so, here we go. Another one bites the dust at the claws of, the liberal echelon.
But who knows if she bites the dust? My guess is she comes back and maybe even to a Fox News, you know?
I'm just saying, she's a pariah now, okay? And she has been for a while. But, you know, God forbid you say anything about race or when it existed or whatever.
Blackface.
Well, right, exactly. So, I mean, would I have ever said something like that? No, absolutely.
I wouldn't have either.
No. And so, you know, and look what happened to Roseanne Barr.
Blackface is just stupid. Why did someone do that? It's just dumb.
Right.
And it's offensive to blacks, and we get that.
Right.
We get that. But, here's the thing. She's another Megan. We're with Megan Barth right now. Megyn Kelly is absolutely beautiful and absolutely brilliant. She's a brilliant woman. And she made the cardinal mistake that I wrote about with Dean Heller, but at least he learned his lesson. At least we hope so. We hope it's not an electioneering trick, which we know a lot of rhinos do. But I wrote columns in the RJ, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I said, Dean Heller doesn't get it. When you give up your conservative principles and you're a Republican, you don't get one liberal vote when it comes to election time, because they still find you inferior to the total commie, the full Monty, the full commie. Mm-hmm. They find you inferior. But your Republican friends feel you embarrass them, and you abandon them, and they hate your guts. You lose a third of your Republicans, so you've pleased no one, and you can never win.
Well, look at how much moderate Republicans have done for the party overall. Now we have
Zero.
Okay, Mitt Romney lost. McCain lost. Kasich lost. Kasich comes out on, CNN?
Oh, that was the worst thing I've ever heard him say. That we, you know, God says we should be friends with the caravan and let him in.
Right.
What a wacko. What a whack job. But, he took donations from George Soros' Open Society.
Of course he did.
And so that's George Soros talking. Kasich has become George Soros. It's amazing. But you see my correlation. When I told Dean Heller, when you abandon Republican principles, you lose all the Republicans, but you gain the liberals.
And look what happened.
Megan Barth. Megan Kelly did the same thing, except she's not a politician, she's a TV personality. But she stabbed Republican conservatives in the back. Liberals didn't embrace her. You gain none of them, and you lose your friends, so you have nobody. Right. There's
this
no
is what
one
happens
to defend
when
that.
You're in the middle. You either get hit, you get
roadkill.
You're roadkill.
That's it.
You get run over.
Right, and she got run over. Megyn Kelly got run over. And, you know, right-wing watch made fun of me a year ago when I was with you actually here, and I made a comment on the air. And I said, Megyn Kelly doesn't get it. All the men that loved her for incredible beauty are macho Republicans like me. And the Democratic Party is mostly filled with gay men and wimpy liberals. Wimpy liberal men. They don't appreciate a beautiful woman like Megan. Well, so she lost everyone that supported her. There's nobody left. Well, she went to the party that doesn't appreciate a gorgeous woman like her. So that's she got what she deserved. She got nothing.
Who are the moderate Democrats? What, they got one? What, is it Joe Manchin out of West Virginia?
And Megyn Kelly. She's
and then
like
the
a moderate
rest
Democrat.
Of the moderate Democrats are really just totalitarians screaming to get out, much like they were caught on tape with Claire McCaskill of Missouri basically lying because she needs to either shed some conservative voters but appear to more moderate Republican voters.
They've all been caught lying
now. Right, they all have.
Heidi Heitkamp.
All
been caught lying.
The list goes on and on.
They're all the real liberal, is the real Democrat candidate who acts moderate is always a commie in disguise. And the right-wing watch left to twist my words out of context. What I said was kind of tongue-in-cheek. What I said was kind of funny. Of course, I don't think all liberal men are gay. But what it was it was a rational look at the Democratic Party. Not all liberal men are gay, but all liberal men are wimpy. All liberal men have had their penises taken away from them. They can't say that a woman is beautiful. They can't say, I appreciate Megyn Kelly. So she doesn't have any friends on that side of the aisle. On our side, millions of red-blooded, meat-eating American men love Megyn Kelly until she stabbed us in the back.
Well, and most
and it was
of,
a
like
big
you
mistake.
Say, the
that's
liberal
all.
Wimpy men that aren't giving Megyn Kelly the time of day are someone like Eric Schneiderman, the former Attorney General of New York, who was caught
beating women
and referring to them as his brown slaves. That's how liberals roll. I want to know, and Tom Perez actually said that if you are a pro-life Democrat, get the hell out of the party. So, again, you have to have these extreme views to even be a liberal, progressive, as they like to come, so progressive.
Whereas I've built this massive radio and TV audience, and they all like me, and I've said on the air many times that I am a pro-gay rights Republican conservative. I don't care if you're gay. I've said I'm even for gay marriage because it doesn't bother me, offend me, or threaten me if two women or two men get married. I don't care. You may disagree, but I don't care. Not one Republican listener of mine or fan of mine has ever abandoned me over that. You can have slightly different views in the GOP, but you can't in the Democratic Party. You cannot be a pro-life Democrat. Impossible.
Nope. You cannot.
Impossible.
And you obviously can't be a pro-border sovereignty Democrat either, because I really haven't, I've been gone, but I've been obviously, you know, privy to what's going on in the world. But I think I may have missed any leading Democrat denounced this caravan.
Not one has denounced
right?
it. Not one. That's my column that comes out, that came out.
14,000 strong now.
Yes.
Did we really think it was not going to be like a tumbleweed, like they were just going to pick up some scourge along the way? You know, anybody that wants to come across and illegally invade our borders, come on in.
Well, Kate
Why
just
not?
Said it. Kate
of course.
The Republican
and that's a
said it.
No, a moderate
yeah.
Republican.
Yeah.
Not a conservative.
But he's not even a moderate Republican.
No.
That's a liberal right there. That's pathetic
he's
liberal.
Sounding exactly like the Democrats who are so silent or at least promoting open borders. And that's pretty much Andrew Gillum in Florida running for the gubernatorial against Ron DeSantis. You know, they have another open borders fanatic, Kyrsten Sinema, running against Martha McSally.
Beto O'Rourke is an open
well,
borders
Beto
fanatic.
O'Rourke, of course, and he's hoping that he can trick Hispanics into believing that Beto doesn't stand for Robert Francis
right.
O'Rourke,
right.
An Irish-American.
Who was on the Columbia Crew team, my school, Columbia University, and every single article about him on Crew said Rob O'Rourke. He was not Beto. He was never Beto. He's
oh,
made
he had that,
that
nickname
up.
Since he was five.
Right. I mean, okay. These liberals are just
so they
sick.
Have to lie, and they have to...
Well, did you see the editorial today about Adam Black Salt in the Las Vegas Sun?
No.
The poisonous vipious. What's the word I'm looking at? Like vipers. What would you say? Like viper-like Las Vegas Sun.
Is that run by the Greenfield family?
It's run by Brian Greenspun.
Greenspun, that's it.
And so, who, oh, by the way, also brags to everyone in every column he writes... so pathetic, over the top left that he is absolutely radical socialist, Marxist, communist,
right.
But he brags he's a Republican. He's a registered Republican since he's 18 years old. He's never changed it.
You can say whatever you want. But it all comes out in your actions.
Well, Jim Urine is another one just like that. Jim Urine is the head of MGM.
Oh, he is no conservative.
And he's a registered Republican. He's a registered Republican. But he's the most extreme radical left you will ever get.
Right.
He must be best friends with Brian Greenspan. But the editorial today, the editorial section, they actually gave it up. They didn't do the editorial. It was like nine members of Adam Laxalt running for governor of Nevada's family. The Laxalt family all saying we disown him, we can't stand him, his politics make us sick. And then the reasons they gave, you'd think they would say, oh, he beats his wives, oh, he's a terrible father, he's a horrible human, he's not the person you think it is. No, they just outed themselves as extreme liberals. They just said, oh, the way he treats immigrants, we should welcome them all into our country, and we're sick that he's running for governor and he doesn't want to welcome the caravan. It's unbelievable. This is his relatives. Is that funny? And so they made a point of saying he acts like something he's not because he dresses up in cowboy western attire at his annual barbecue to try and act like a Nevadan when we all know we were raised in Nevada, but he was raised in Washington, D.C. And I'm just laughing because every Democrat acts like something they're not. Beto O'Rourke acts like something he's not. McCaskill acts like something she's not. Sunima in Arizona acts like something they're not. And that they're criticizing Laxalt for acting like something he's not. They're all actors. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And welcome to the political theater, and that is the Democrats. And so here we have, you know, a 14,000-man army.
Yeah, oh, it's an invading army, no question.
So I'll be curious to see what happens.
It's going to get much worse. My friends are very, big in the military, and they tell me things from time to time that nobody else knows. And 48 hours ago, I announced on the show, 48 hours ago, that Trump had signed the order sending military to the border, and that he also signed an order putting the armored divisions on alert, that they're going to be sent down with tanks and armored vehicles. And I reported that 48 hours ago. And so they also told me that intelligence says that it's not 14,000. That 14,000 will be joining up with 30,000 or so waiting at the northern Mexico border to join them, who are radical, want to attack our border. So 30 plus 14, 44,000. That's a massive army.
Reconquista.
We'll be right back. War Now with Megan Barton. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My Doctor Suggests. But Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
I don't know if you were in a little cocoon up there in Incline Village or not, but I really believe there's a giant red storm on November 6th. I believe we're winning everything all over this country. It's going to be a fantastic day. And I've said this, you know, not even now, when a lot of people are now admitting it. Even NBC News says there's no blue wave. We have to admit it's turning purple, meaning it's going to be even. It's not even. It's overwhelming, the early voting. And we never win our early voting. Only liberals vote early. I don't know why. We vote on election day. So we're winning early voting, too. So I think it's going to be fabulous. I'm just wondering if you had any gut instinct about, and if you've spoken to people, if you have a feeling of what's going on, Megan Barth.
Well, I always kind of judge the hysterical reaction of the left on how much they're losing, right? So the more hysterical they get, the more they're losing. I mean, they have tried everything to destroy this president and this administration. Trotting out Stormy Daniels, that didn't work. Trotting out Russia. That didn't work.
Wait a minute. They went from Stormy to the pipe bombs. They went from boobs to bombs.
Right. Boobs to bombs. Fake news to fake bombs. And here.
If it was a liberal, let's be fair. We don't know it was a liberal. I do believe my gut instinct is that a liberal is the one who sent those bombs to get sympathy for the left. But it could turn out to be a nutty, right wing, mentally ill person. It could be.
But the media has already spread the lie around the world that,
that's
of course,
Trump.
It's Trump. Yeah.
Yes.
Or even Trump himself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just read Philip Rhines, you know, I'd love to get into that guy's hard drive. I'd love for the FBI to get a hold of that thing. Anyway, he was like, well, it's like, you know, the hit list was from Trump's Twitter feed. So the commies are panicking, and they're panicking because the blue wave really is more like a red tsunami.
Mm-hmm. No, it's doing great. I think we're in great shape. I don't know if you saw the early voting numbers. So they went to like 9 battleground states, and 8 of them were winning by 10 points, 11 points, 20 points, 30 points, unheard of numbers. The only one of the 9 battleground states where we're losing in early voting is Nevada.
Mm-hmm, I saw that.
But at the same time we're losing early voting.
But we have a registration. We have a registration advantage.
Right, but at the same time we're losing the early voting and hopefully mm-hmm. registration advantage, the latest poll came out today and it shows Dean Heller up by 6-7.
I think 7?
Well, 6 or 7. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. It was 6 or 7 and then Laxalt up by 5.
Nice.
So, I mean, maybe the early voting in Nevada doesn't even matter, which means we're winning all 9 of the battleground states.
Well, if the Democrats realize they're losing Nevada, just be careful. Do you have to be on lookout for the buses that are going to come across the border of California?
Right.
During early voting, and especially at Cardenas Market.
So one thing you probably didn't hear, because you've been away. Did you just get back in the last day?
Well, it wasn't like I was in a cocoon.
No, but you weren't listening to my show on a daily basis in England.
No, I was.
So you don't know that, like, the last 3 days, I've dominated my shows by talking about the fact that somehow, some way, the Democratic Party of Nevada and several Democratic organizations, I assume, like MoveOn.org, one of them was, I think, Open Progress or Progress.
Battleborn Progress.
They all got my text, and they've been texting me thinking I'm an illegal alien Hispanic. I'm getting Spanish texts and also English saying, Trump's a killer. Trump wants to murder Mexicans.
No.
Vote early and often. Vote today and vote again on Election Day. No one will stop you. No ID required. I've got them all. I've got screenshots of all of them. And I said to the person, who are you? Who are you representing? And they answered back, it said Democratic Party of Nevada. So wait, it gets better. Then I went on Kevin Walsh's show this morning, and I told this story for the first time on Kevin Walsh's show. Mm-hmm. Someone from the Democratic Party must have been listening. While I was on the air, the same number texted me back and said, there's been a mistake. Our text service has been hijacked. It wasn't us texting you. They just totally made up a lie because they knew it went in the wrong hands. They've been telling people that, first of all, they're sending out, vote
for... I wonder if that violates any federal constitution.
It has to. Lies. It says, vote for Jackie Rosen in Spanish. Vote for Jackie.
I wonder if that violates any sort of federal law.
How about when it says vote for Jackie Rosen and then the next sentence says F-U-C, you know what, Trump. F-U, you know what, Heller. And then it says Trump is the, again, it's in Spanish, but let's say it was like, I don't speak Spanish, obviously. Trump S.A. Antichristo. Then it says vote early and often. I mean, it says it. Vote early and often. Vote now and vote again. And we'll provide you a car. And wait, the next sentence is the best one. The next sentence, Megan's the best one. No ID required.
Of course. They know how. Look, and you know I've been talking about
this is criminal.
Fraud. You know I've been talking about voter fraud. Voter fraud is criminal. Because I do believe this state was stolen. We look at Cardenas Market, for example. Busloads of people coming in.
From California.
Right. There is no ID check for citizenship ID check for the registering to vote. And that's not uncommon. 46 other states don't require proof of citizenship to register to vote.
Sick.
So dirty voter rolls lead to dirty elections. And when you add all of these changes into the electoral process, early voting, same-day registration, same-day this, early that, it elicits fraud.
Well, there is one hope. The hope is that Donald Trump...
They know what they can get away with.
They also know Trump is president, and they could wind up being arrested and deported. So let's hope it scares a lot of illegals. Don't ever say, right-wing watch the Wayne Root said, I want to scare legal American citizens. I want every legal American citizen to vote. But not twice, and not 3 times. But you have no right to have any illegal ever vote. And let's hope that Trump as president puts a fear of God that they're going to wind up deported and caught voting illegally and deported.
If they're caught voting illegally, they cannot naturalize, and they can be deported.
Right, so let's hope that keeps the vote totals down from illegals. Wayne Root wants every legal citizen to vote, but not early and often, not today in the early voting, and again without ID on Election Day. This is how they're beating us. They vote 2 and 3 times each.
Yep,
and I got the proof. The Democratic Party is asking them to vote multiple times without ID, no English required, and oh, by the way, do you need a ride? We'll give you a ride.
In a big old bus.
And you got to do it because Trump wants to detain your family, deport them, and murder Mexicans.
Who benefits off fear? Democrats.
Megan Barth, great to have you back. ReaganBabe.com. Headed back to Newsmax TV right now.
Fast,
remember it.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.